my brother here. But, you know, and back to his father. And then they called Hal. They called my nephew Hal, I guess, to keep him straight. I don't know.
What do you call
a
kind of animal that
barks? A dog? A dog are you talking about?
Do you, have dogs?
No.
How about
a dog? No. No dogs.
Have you ever had one?
Yes.
What kind?
It was just a mixture of cocker spaniel.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I was real young. It's about 5 years old.
All right, if you want
the dog to attack another dog, what would you say to him? Sicken. If he's a mixed breed, what kind of dog would you call a mixed breed? Just a mixed breed. That's... No, I don't. No, I guess I know. A mutt, yeah.
How about, if a dog likes to bite, you say, the boy was by the dog.
Bitten? Attacked?
The dog will
bite.
Yesterday,
the dog, the mailman, bit.
Well,
an animal that's soft
and
goes to
the red is
your
boy.
Wait a minute,
an animal that's what? Yeah, soft. Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to be an animal.
A bull.
It was,
oh. Cow, a goat,
if you had a cow by the name of Daisy, expecting a calf, you say Daisy is going to
kill her. Half a calf. Reproduce.
If the farm and mother live on, do they raise animals or do they raise food?
Well, I heard her talk about it. I know they had a big, they raised a lot of food, I know, and they had a big peach farm here, you know, just a lot of the peach orchard, peach farm, and they grew, it was an old plantation that my grandfather had built, my great-grandfather, It was a two-story, white, just one of the big colonial-type homes. They had to sell it in the Depression, during the Depression. That's why they moved, because when he lost all his money in the bank. It's really a, it's, you know, I really wish somebody in the family would write back with her because it has so much sentimental value. My aunt is interested in buying it back. My grandfather, he put it together with Ted. Beautiful hair.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's in Powersville.
Oh,
it's just... just a few miles north of Fort Valley, and that's where a lot of my relatives